I contemplate. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I contemplate. What is it that I contemplate about? Do I contemplate about the things that are important in life, or do I contemplate about the things that are unimportant in life? You probably want to go take care of that. So what do I contemplate about? I contemplate about things that are very important for us to think about and for us to consider. And so as I contemplate about that, then I give it my attention. To contemplate also means to think about. To think about also means to meditate. And we'll talk more about meditation tomorrow in our thought for today. But right now, we're thinking about the general term, I contemplate. So I contemplate an idea. I contemplate an idea that I would enjoy perfect health. And so I take all of my thoughts, I take all of my contemplations, all of my imagination on the idea of what it means to have perfect health. If I have no idea what it means to have perfect health, I might think of something less than perfect health. Now, can I ever know what it means to have perfect health? And the answer is no. Can I ever know what it means to enjoy a perfect spiritual, physical, spirit, mind, and body? Can I ever know what that means? And, of course, the answer again is no. So then why do we contemplate on that? Why do we contemplate on the idea of a perfect spiritual, physical mind and spiritual body and beingness? Why do we contemplate on things when we have no capacity to know whether it is a reality or whether it's not a reality? Why do we contemplate on that? Well, we contemplate on these things because we want to get our mind in the framework of going the direction that we want to go. And what direction do we want to go? We want to go in the direction of health. We want to go in the direction of harmony, of life, of positive things. So, since we have no ability to know what perfect health really is, let's think about what it would be like to enjoy health in its ideal form. What would it be like if our body were perfect right now? Well, would every organ, action, function of our body work perfectly? Yes. If our body were perfect right now, would it mean that as we walk, our feet hardly know that they're walking? Our knees don't even know they're bending? Does it mean that we have no idea that we're standing up? Does it mean that we have no idea that we are throwing around bones and making noises while I'm giving a talk here, as Rex is doing, wanting to get our attention? Well, you see, what is an ideal? Ideal body is a body that has no complaints. Hey, that's a simple definition, isn't it? Yeah. That means our eyes see perfectly. Because if we have a complaint and need glasses, then our eyes are not seeing perfectly. If we need hearing aids because our ears don't hear right, that means our ears are complaining. If our throat is dry or wet or whatever, whatever it is, if it's not just normal, so we don't even notice we have a throat, then it needs attention. So, in our wildest imagination, could we ever imagine ourselves living in a body that did not call attention to itself? It was just always there to do what we wanted to? What if we could think of ourselves in our ideal form, and what might our ideal form be? Why did they write the book Superman? What a stupid story, you know, about a man who could jump and who could fly in the sky and who could soar around and who could pick up people, who could hear people calling to him from miles, maybe a long, long ways away, who could do all sorts of magical things. What is that all about? What is that all about that we see this here? We see all of these things that are going on in our imagination as sort of a desirable situation. We see the ability to leap the tallest building, to race the fastest train, and of course, airplane too. That ability is quite remarkable. Now, why can't we do that? We can't do that because we do not have it in our consciousness. You say, oh, you mean one day we can fly? Sure. The man who leaps over the hurdles in racing, as he teaches himself, every year somebody leaps over it a little higher. And pretty soon they'll be leaping over the moon. Oh, come on, Herb. Sure. Sure. It takes time for people to come to the awareness that they can do it. And somebody comes along and does it and says, look, I did it. And somebody comes along and they throw a weight a great distance. And we say, that's as far as they can throw it. But is it? Is it? You know, there is research going on by science which says we can travel the speed of light or faster, and we can arrive at a place that we are going to visit before we left the other place. Now you say, how idiotic, how quaint, but science is telling us these things. Now, research tells us that if the phenomena indeed can take place, then that situation can take place. Now, our thoughts move without any limitations. We think our thought and we think, let's see, I wonder what Mother's doing today. And so you visualize Mother at home or wherever she might be, and you look at her and you talk to her and you see what she's doing, and she's talking to you. But you see, you are on a perfect situation. You're talking to your mother and she's talking to you. She doesn't know she's talking to you. You know you're talking to her, but she doesn't know she's talking to you because she doesn't remember it the moment you've left. She thinks, oh, I must have been speaking to my imagination. I must have just been thinking about my son and so speaking in my imagination about him. And this is what we do. Instead of saying, we really did it. We really did speak to someone. And a mother who sends her loving thoughts to her son and her protective thoughts to her son who is in war and in a dangerous situation, and the son feels that protection and is indeed protected. And we say, well, that's a problem. Well, we don't understand it. We don't understand it. But you see, that's contemplation. Contemplation is when we have these wild, crazy dreams of the impossible, which we find out by working on it that it's really quite possible. And as we begin to contemplate on a perfect body, we begin to have a perfect body. What would a perfect body do? Well, be wild, be crazy, be imaginative, be unusual, be unique in every possible way. Say, well, I can walk very quickly, or I don't even have to walk. I can just visualize my body here and visualize it there, and poof, there my body is there. I can think, I'm giving seminars in Switzerland, and I like sleeping in my own bed. So after the seminar, I say, good night, everybody, and I'm gone. And nobody comes to my room to see if I'm really in my bed. Nobody comes to my room at the seminar to see if I'm really taking a shower there or whatever I'm doing. But I'm home. I'm back on campus. And I'm in my room, and I'm just having a great old time. And I go down and take a jacuzzi or take a swim, and then I come back and have a good night's sleep. And when I wake up, then it's time for me to get ready for the seminar again. And everybody's at breakfast, and I go, boop, there I am at breakfast. And they say, how did you put on that suit? That you didn't have that suit with you in your suitcase. And I said, oh, I'm full of surprises, without any answer, you know. Now, could you do that? Certainly you can do it. Do people do that? Certainly they do. Why don't they tell us about it? Because we wouldn't believe them. We wouldn't believe them. And why should they argue with us about what they actually do? Why should they try to prove to us that they're doing what they're doing? They don't care. If you want to believe them, fine. If you don't want to believe them, fine. They don't care. You see? That's the beauty of contemplation. We can contemplate anything we want and experience anything we want and enjoy anything we want, and we don't have to prove it to anybody. You don't have to prove to anybody that you have just been visiting with the Queen of England, and you're sitting at in the chair next to Queen Elizabeth, and she, at the throne, and she's up there doing her throne room thing, you know, and so you're sitting right next to her, and everybody sees you, and everybody says, who's that lady, or who's that man, and then everybody says, oh, that's Ellen Jeremini. That's Ellen Jeremini. Well, who the heck is Ellen Jeremini? Well, it doesn't matter. But they know you. But then you're done talking to the Queen or watching the Queen play her game. And then you say, well, Elizabeth, been nice being with you. And she turns to you and says, Ellen, you're welcome anytime you want to come visit me. It's a delight to have you in my presence. It's a delight to feel your energy. And so Ellen says, okay, see you. And poof, Ellen is gone. And the Queen says, was I imagining that? And all the people in the audience say, I was imagining that. I'm not going to say a word about it. People think I'm crazy, you know. But really, we do these things. Mm-hmm. We do these things. Mm-hmm. And we do them far more often than we imagine, because we contemplate something and we are there. We contemplate an idea and we are experiencing it. We contemplate a conscious attitude of beingness, and it is ours to experience and know. And our point is where we merge contemplation with reality. And by reality, I mean that we do it consistently. How often do you go to seminars and then come home in the evening by thought? How often do you do that? How often do you travel around the world by thought? How often do you do many things by thought? Many, many times. And is it real? It's quite real. And what are you going to do about it? You're going to really have a great time. You're going to really have a wonderful experience by doing it. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Now, let's remember, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, and this is where we stand. Put this cause in motion for yourself, and let the magic of what reality it is take place in your life. Contemplate your wildest ideas, your wildest dreams, and watch them be a reality for you as you work through the entire project that really is happening. Contemplation is lots of fun when you don't get too serious about it. Just contemplate it as a fun thing, as all life should be contemplated, as a fun thing, where we're being ourselves and we're having fun. So, my blessing to you in this absolute philosopher's domain is be yourself and have fun and contemplate. Contemplation is a wonderful experience. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.